Today is lesson number 16 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. Today we will study Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet, the fourth Perek, the third and fourth Mishnah. Once again, we know that in order for dough to be obligated in the mitzvah of Hafroshas Challah, of setting aside challah for the Kohen, the flour must be at least the amount of chameshes revoim, of 5/4 of a kav, of 1 kav and 1/4. Suppose you have two separate doughs, each of less than that amount. For example, each of which is 1 kav. And if these two kavim are touching one another to the extent that they are noshchos zo bazo, meaning they are literally biting one another, so that when you pull one batch of dough away from the other, a little bit of the other comes with it, then, and if they are the same species or related species of grain, then these two kabim, these two doughs, isos, are combined. They are mitztaref. You have now one dough of two kabim, and it's obligated in the mitzvah of Hafrosh Haschalah. In our Mishnah Gimel, we have a scenario where there are two kabim, let's say, two kav of dough from wheat flour and a kav of dough from wheat flour. But they are separated because in between them is a kav of some grain which is not at all obligated in challah. For example, dough made from rice flour, kav ores, or dough made from flour which is truma. And as we studied earlier, truma is not obligated in hafroshas challah. So the Mishnah says, Shnei kabim, there are two separate kabim, two separate doughs, each of which is 1 kav, which is less than the shiur required for Hafrosh Haschalah. And in between these two kabim, V'kav orez o kav truma b'yemtza, there is a kav of dough, of rice dough, or a kav of truma dough, separating them. And these two doughs, the one on the left and the one on the right, are each in contact with the one in the middle, to the extent that if you would pull away the kav on the left, it would take with it some of the kav orez or kav truma. And if you would pull away the kav on the right, it would take with it some of the kav orez or the kav truma. Nevertheless, einon mitztarfin. The two kabin, the one on the right and the one on the left, are not mitztaref, because they are divided, they are separated by a kav of dough which is, quote, neutral, meaning not obligated in Hafrosh Haschalah. But suppose you have a kav of dough on the left and a kav of dough on the right, both from wheat flour, which challah has not been given. And in the middle, you have a dough from which challah has already been given. Dovor shen nitlo challah so b'yemtza mitztarfin. Then that dough in the middle does join together the one on the left and the one on the right, and there is now an obligation of hafrosh haschalah. Shekvar nischayev b'challah. Because now the dough in the middle is not totally neutral, meaning not at all chayev and challah, because it's rice dough or truma dough, but rather it is be'etzem, in other words, basically it is in the parsha, in the ballpark of Hafroshas challah, except the challah has already been given. Then it does join together the two kabim, lehischayev b'challah, and you have to be mafresh challah from the left or from the right dough in order to be yotze the mitzvah of Hafrosh Haschalah, in order to be able to eat from the final product when the dough is baked. Now, we go on to Mishnah Dalet. In Meseches Trumos, which we studied together, I was have the zechus of delivering the lessons on Maseches Trumos. So back in Maseches Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, we learned that Ein Tormin Min HaChodosh Al HaYoshon, Min HaYoshon Al HaChodosh, that if you have produce from last year's crop, separated by Rosh Hashanah, and you also have produce from this year's crop, you can't give from one to the other. You can't give from the new produce this year's for last year's, nor can you give from last year's for this year's. You have to give two separate trumos, last year's from last year's for last year's, and from this year's for this year's. That same halacha applies for challah. Challah, in most ways, is extremely similar halachically to truma. And challah, too. You cannot give challah from flour of wheat from last year's crop for challah from wheat from this year's crop, and vice versa. So suppose you have kav chodosh v'kav yoshon, a kav from the new crop, and a kav from the old crop. So each one separately is not chayev and challah because it's only a kav, so it's not the requisite shiur. The requisite shiur is a kav and a quarter. But now these two kavim are noshchu zeh bozeh, they're biting each other, meaning the two clumps of dough are so adhered to one another that if you would try to pull them apart, it would be impossible to pull apart the kav chodosh without taking along some of the kav yoshon, or vice versa. So how do you handle this? Rabbi Yishmael Omer Yitol Min Ho'emsa. Rabbi Yishmael says a practical suggestion. Take the challah from the middle. When you take it from the middle, you're taking a little bit from the chodosh, a little bit from the yoshon, and everything's fine. V'chachomim Omrim Osrim. Chachomim say, no, you can't do that. You can't take from the challah. You can't take challah from the middle where they're joined together. Why not? After all, you take from the middle, you're taking a little bit of chodosh, a little bit of yoshon. All you need is a little bit from each. So the reason is given by the Meforshim that it's a gzera, because the person who's observing this doesn't see from where you're taking it, that you're taking it bedafka from the middle where these two doughs are joined. He will think that you took from one for the other. You took from the chodosh for the yoshon, or the yoshon for the chodosh. So therefore, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to bring another Isa, another clump of dough, from which the challah has not been taken, and from last year's crop, and take that new dough from last year's crop, put it next to the side of the dough which is from last year's crop, and be mafresh one for the other, and vice versa on the chodosh side. That's what you have to do, otherwise there's no Eitzah. Now, the Mishnah says an interesting halacha. Hanotel chalo min hakav. We've been learning that if all you have is dough from a kav of flour, it's not obligated in hafrosh as chala. Because you're only obligated in hafrosh as chala if you have the required amount of chamesh es revoy hakav, of 5/4 of a kav and a quarter. Suppose a person, a woman, let's say, has dough from flour less than a kav, and she wants to be machmir, and she wants to give challah even from this lesser amount. Rabbi Akiva omer challah. Rabbi Akiva says, so to speak, tovoy oleho brocha. So she's eingebenched. She gave a little bit extra for challah. That's fine. Now the Meforshim say, the Bartanura here says, that of course Rabbi Akiva would say here, yeah, what she gave is challah. But what she should do is take some more dough and add to the dough so that the total of dough is a kav or eva. And then the challah which he set aside becomes challah lemafreya. That's the farthest that he would go, according to the Bartanura. But the Chachamim say no. Eino challah. If someone is mafresh challah from amount of dough that's less than the shear, it's nothing. Nothing happened. No matter what he does later. Even if he adds to it later. So if he adds to it later, then he has a chiyuv to be mafresh again. But to hafrosh aschala from less than chamesh es revoy kav, hafrosh aschala from just a kav is not chala at all, according to the Chachamim. And so we have finished lesson number 16.